Hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Unbelievably, we are here live. There is an ocean of snow outside our particular doors. My shoes are often filled with snow. I hope you're keeping warm and staying safe out there because it is miserable weather out there. But, you know, we've made it in. We're here live. And as always, we've got an hour of great tunes coming up for you. And so I'm really glad that, you know, we got to play a little bit of music for you over there. I decided to start off this week's show with a CD that was a gift from a friend, co-host on Indie Wake Up Madison. So shout out to her, shout out to Indie Wake Up Call, and shout out to the show that's right after Indie Wake Up that also is a Madison co-host. It's Between Friends, and this particular CD, the CD called Hanky Panky that she gave me, which is kind of, I don't know, the sort of the's kind of droney country album, if you will. But the reason I'm playing it this week is because it's been an anniversary year. 1995 is when the album was released, the 8th of February. So pretty close to now, marking 30 years since the album came out, unbelievably. So I thought we'd just start off today's show with a little bit of music from that wonderful album. So I played us the very first song, Honky Tonkin'. And lots more great music coming up for you throughout the show. Some of it new. We might have a couple of older ones thrown in. Well, relatively older ones thrown in there. I'm going to start us off with some new albums that have come out. A couple of bigger releases. We have some new music from FKA Twigs. Yes, this album did come out a little while ago, but I just found there was so much good music. I haven't been able to fit it in until today. Came out, I think, almost a month ago now, Jan 25th-ish. The album's called Eusexua, and she's talked a lot about the philosophy of Eusexua and sort of it being about, you know, embracing yourself and all that. And this was one of the singles on it. It was called Perfect Stranger, and really just like, you know, kind of taking the concept of someone being a perfect stranger and someone being perfect because they are a stranger. And I really enjoyed the concept of the song. So I'm going to play that for us. And then we've also got some new music from the Manic Street Preachers. Their album Critical Thinking is out now. And title track, opening track of the album is the one that I want to play for us, Critical Thinking. Nikki Wire, who sort of writes like these heaps of lyrics and just gives them to James Dean Bradfield to somehow turn into, you know, melodic lyrics. And back in the day, they really just used to be slogans that Nikki and Richie Edwards, who obviously for reasons of having disappeared 30 years ago is no longer in the band, but they used to just throw these slogans and like political history textbooks at JDB, and he would somehow have to work them into lyrics, and he's always done it very well. And it almost feels like a return to form on this one. This particular track sounds a bit different from what you would expect normally from the Manics. I think it's the strongest track on their album. So Nikki Wire was talking about the song. I was listening to an interview that they did where they were sort of walking their listeners through the album step by step on John Kennedy's exposure show on Radio X in the UK. And they said that they only had, Nikki only had the title in his mind. No lyrics. He just sort of had these little, what he called fridge magnet philosophies in mind. And he went into the studio, put down a drum loop and a synth bass, and just spoke over it. And then, you know, James came in and made it sound a bit more post-punk. They were saying made it seem a bit more Gang of Four, kind of going back to some of their original inspirations. And musically, it's a song that, in fact, criticizes cheap sloganeering, as Nikki put it, the sort of what he called the pretense of problem solving led by corporations, the wellness industry, and all sorts of inane mantras. So we're going to be listening to that particular track. It is called, like I said, Critical Thinking from the album. But we'll start off with a bit of Eusexua. This is FKA Twigs with her brand new song, Perfect Stranger, here on CFRC, coming for you right now.
Favorite now, you work or what you're working around. strange, so you're perfect. You're a stranger, so you're perfect. Friends or your ex's name, who left who or who took the blame, I don't know and I don't care, and that's okay with me. I don't wanna have the anxiety, please don't say so I won't know. Don't say I don't wanna know, and that's alright. Strangers, so you're perfect. You're a stranger, so you're perfect.
I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you, Selena. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to Hugh. And when I come home, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you, BAFTA. And if I grow old, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's grown old with you, Lucky Georgia. 'Cause I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be that man who walks 5,000 miles to host one BAFTA's more.
Back, folks. Unbelievably, I am allowed to do this because I am CFRC's British and Irish Music Show. You could probably tell from the audio there that this is just a little bit of music from, well, I mean, I guess you can call it music. I suppose you could call it music. That was David Tennant, who was hosting the BAFTAs just earlier this evening, night in the UK. And he started out with a belting rendition of Proclaimers' 500 Miles. So it was really just bringing out the, I don't want to say inner Scot, because he is from Scotland. But yeah, he just went let loose on there, hosting, wearing a kilt, belting out Proclaimers. There's nothing more Scottish you could do, I suppose. The BAFTAs, I mean, obviously it's quite film related, but there were a couple of moments in there that were, you know, more music related as well. There were a couple of musicians who were nominated. There was the BAFTA, the Kneecap film, obviously nominated for 6 BAFTAs. It did end up winning 1. Took home Best British Writer, Best Debut Writing by a British Writer, something to that effect is what the category is called, and their director, Rich Pepiat, won that one, took it home. They were nominated for a bunch of other categories, 6 in total, but that was the one they won. And there was other music news as well over there, a couple of other music-related performances, biopics were in there. Robbie Williams' Ape biopic was nominated. He wasn't there, though, surprisingly. He wasn't in the audience. He wasn't performing. But a lot of the rest of Take That were there, his bandmates. They were there because they were the musical performers. Them and Jeff Goldblum were performing. And Take That were performing their song Greatest Day from 2008, which was used in one of the scenes very early on in the film Anora, which won one of the best films. And when the main character, Annie, is getting married very, very early on in the film, this is sort of the song that soundtracks their wedding day. And so, you know, the band kind of got involved with the film, and then they were asked if they'd like to perform their songs, this song, at the BAFTAs, and they were like, yeah, sure. And so they showed up, 3 of them, Gary Barlow, one of the main singers, Howard Donaldson, Mark Owens showed up. And they performed a remixed version of their particular song, Greatest Day, which is in the film. And it kind of got mixed reviews. I mean, obviously the performance was there. It was great. Some people did kind of, you know, wonder why they wouldn't just play the original version that everybody in their audience and people watching on TV, national television, mind you, at home would have known and loved. And but, you know, they performed it all the same. Obviously, people were also wondering why Robbie Williams, one of the main members in Take That, wasn't there and all. But all the same, it was still a good performance and I do have it. And, you know, we could listen to it as well if people were so inclined. If no one stops me, I'm going to do it. Basically, that's it. I mean, today is like a kind of snowy day. People are sort of snuggled in bed. Nobody really cares. So I can do what I want. And so I guess I could play parts of the, I could play Take That's performance of Greatest Day. So why don't we do that? We listen to it. If you don't like Take That, it's only 2.5 minutes. We have a lot of other stuff coming up on the show and we'll talk about it and play it for you, obviously. So let's start off with this. Greatest Day, Take That, live at the BAFTAs this year.
Stay close to me. Stay close to me. Watch the world come alive tonight. Stay close to me. All right. Tonight this could be the greatest night of our lives. Let's make a new start. The future is ours to find. Can you see it? Can you see it in my eyes? Can you feel it now? Can you hold it in your arms tonight? All right. Tonight.
Welcome back, folks. We just heard a little bit of Take That, three-fourths, I guess, performing Greatest Day, which was performed at the BAFTAs, used in a film, big moment for them and everything. And as we move on, we're going to get back to the music that we normally play on the show. We heard a little bit of, on the first set, just to recap, a bit of FKA Twigs, some Manic Street Preachers as well, just to kick off the evening for us. And I've got some new music after that. We've had a couple of new singles and stuff that I've been kind of waiting on, wanting to play us for a little while. I've got some new music from a Liverpool-based four-piece band called the Gondolas, or there's no the in their name, you just spell it Gondolas. They're from Liverpool. They've got sort of indie, punky, energetic stuff. You know, just something to warm you up on this really cold day. So, you know, we'll listen to a brand new song that they put out just a little while ago. It's called All the Best. And after that, we're going to play a little bit of the band Uninvited from Scotland. And they're sort of post-punk music, cool band from Dundee and from around Glasgow. And they have a brand new song, which seems to me a little bit sort of emo-ish, almost. It's called All the Good Ways to Cope. And I guess despite everything that it sounds like, it's quite a positive song, actually. And then we're going to play, lastly, a band who put out something a little while ago. So this is not particularly new, but I found this band recently. They're an Irish band called Bees and Sawdust. And I've really been enjoying their stuff. Their last EP came out sometime last year, towards like mid-2024. And they had a single out back in 2023 called Idiot Party. That was really fun. So I'm going to be playing us that because I've only discovered them recently. So all good stuff coming up for you here on the show. We'll start off with a bit of Gondolas. This is their song, All for the Best, coming up for you right here on CFRC.
Yeah.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we had a couple of songs just to keep you warm this blustery, snowy day. Still hasn't really stopped, but you know, we're out here, we're kicking it live, and just keeping the energy going. We had a bit of Gondolas on the last set, Liverpool band, indie punky energy. That's exactly what you need to get you going on a night like this. Heard a bit of Bees and Sawdust, the band from Galway, who you can, by the way, find on Bandcamp if you want to check out their work. They are at Bees and Sawdust, but spell out the and A-N-D. Beesandsawdust.bandcamp.com. I wonder where that name comes from. Maybe someday we'll have them on the show and we'll just ask them about it. And we also heard the last track that we just heard right now was a little bit of Uninvited. Brand new stuff called All the Good Ways to Cope. A little bit more emo, quite fun stuff. The Bees and Sawdust track, by the way, I did find it to be quite, you know, like embodying that Joy Division energy and, you know, that sort of, you know, doom that the band had about them, which I thought was quite interesting and really cool. We now have some music coming up on the show from an artist called Chloe Slater, who we've played on the show before, and I've been noticing has, you know, been sort of noticed, recognized elsewhere too. I think she was on the cover of the NME a little while ago as their featured artist, and she put out an EP last week called Love Me Please, and this is the first song on the EP. It's called Tiny Screens, and five song EP. Some of the songs that we've already heard before, but a very cool EP, so we're going to be listening to that. Chloe Slater. And then Dits, they've just dropped their album that we knew that they were working on for a little while, Never Exhale. The album is out, boys, you can exhale, finally. Came out on the 24th of January. Very cool band. This is kind of more on the, like, hardcore, you know, punk side of things. They're a very cool band. They recorded most of this album, or at least wrote it, on the road, I believe. And this is sort of, they finally had some time to go in, record it in the studio. But as they've been playing it live, you know, the album has already been changing on the road. You can find them at Ditz Band, D-I-T-Z band.bandcamp.com. That's a brand new album for you from Brighton, and we're going to be listening to the track 4 off of it. And then after that, what else do we want to play? Today's show has been a little bit on the fly. I wasn't really sure if I'll be able to come in at all. Hard to believe that just 2 days ago was Valentine's Day. I mean, the weather's completely soured on us. Reading weeks, obviously everyone's gone home. Vibes are very different. But if you still remember the worlds apart, that was Friday. It was Valentine's Day. And so sort of in support of the day, Sage Todd's released a brand new song of his called Dim Cloud, or, you know, No Listening. And that was sort of his Valentine's Day tune. So, you know, we'll be listening to a bit of Welsh rap on the show as well. Really cool stuff. But let's start off with a little bit of Chloe Slater first on the show for you. This is Tiny Screens here on CFRC.
Mistake. Could it work in pain? cling to the side of the glass. Champagne flutes were never made to last.
Tymor hir gyda fi Dwylo digon mawr I dal dy Corff I gyd sy'n safo fi Croes I byse bo'n i'n para Cyfi fyny un, dau, tri Sy'n mwyn teimlo Mae'n deulo well pan mae arno fi Don't delay, no, no Your heart's on lock cos I got the key Gwar amser Yr unig tal, yr unig bris Bae dy gormod Siwr o'n tel dwi'n caru ti Does na'n pellter Na i'n teifio Just i drwy Just i drwy Ym fymreichia Mae cynhes drwy Does di'n clwyd Does di'n clwyd Ti'm yn gorau siarad gormod Iau corfforo beth i'n neud Pai poenian disgyn cyflym Na i dal ti save the day Mae'r un mynd I brifo ti cyn cwrdd a fi mae'n hawdd I ddeud Na I symud yn wahanol I can show you different ways A life, life Sut a old strides Mae'n mwy na intro Mon I ddai no lie Rawn fi gwisg a llai Losing track of time go by Ni a llai a ddo parhad Ond I fi ti werth y cais Come on chance let's roll the dice Told you once I'll hold you twice Boys na'n pellter I'm savior Just to drwy Just to drwy Yn fymreichia Mae yn hes drwy Does di'n clwyd Does di'n clwyd Oh no, no, no
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. A little bit of Sage Todd's on the show for you there with his brand new song, Dim Clywed, a sort of Valentine's Day tune that he released on the 14th. And, you know, I figured still probably not too late to play. So that was some cool stuff. We heard some great tunes on the show on the set just now. Heard a little bit of music from Chloe Slater, who's, you know, been getting big quite a bit of late, and You can find her on Bandcamp, as a matter of fact. She is at chloeslater.bandcamp.com. Dits also on Bandcamp, ditsband.bandcamp.com. We heard their song 4 off their brand new album that's just come out. It's called Never Exhale. And it's good, heavy stuff. And Sage Todds. Moving forward, we're listening to some music by Sterling Press, who've just had a new single out. We've played stuff of theirs on the show before. They usually have really fun, catchy, and really intense stuff. They've got a new single called No Requests, and a cool band from London, Four Piece. We're going to be listening to that. And we've got a rapper from Ireland called Travi, who's just put out... he's put out his debut albums called Spooky, came out on the 10th of January, just last month, and really cool album. He's sort of leading the way right now for the rap music scene in Ireland, and he is getting really big. I figured that we could play us sort of his introductory song, if you will, called Meet Spooky, sort of introducing the album, as it were. And then there's this album that I came across recently, and reviewers and critics and such are going crazy about it. The band in question is called Honesty, and it's also just like a debut album, another one of the bands that has been around for a little while and finally is dropping, you know, that big album, and people have been going crazy for it. Band's called Honesty, like I said. The album is called Tormentor. And, you know, people are calling it everything from a cult hit to just like, you know, this. It's a musically sort of dark, atmospheric, I guess you could sort of call it goth as well. But it's really interesting stuff. And so I figured we'd play us the title track from the song. So Tormentor from the album Tormentor by Honesty. Just figured it was a good way to introduce some new bands to the mix as well. You know, because every year you've just got lots of cool new music coming out, and we do our best to keep up with it. So we'll start off with a little bit of Sterling Press. This is their brand new song, No Requests. It's a fun one, catchy one. So hold on to your hats. Here it comes on CFRC.
I've been playing the same shot on repeat. I've been playing the same club now for weeks. Same old bloke always comes up to me. Hey, mate, can you play the classics, please? And it's not over till you finish your binge. I wanna go home, I wanna go quick, I wanna be a god, but this is not it. I feel so hungover, I play hot chip over and over. Well, I feel so hungover, and it's never, ever over. I ain't taking no regret.
money on them, or have sense, put your bets on me. 365 in the game with my G's. Each year plus 100 degrees. She likes playing with fire until she gets burnt. Man, I get his pee. My show sold out, man, I need more pee. I need to slow down, man, I need more green. Listen, man, it's on to the next of the Swiss don't beat. She didn't, so I got a new beat. Who's he? I did this for me. I need a line for a Madison B. I skip true, man, a nigga don't watch that. I'm born insane on the FYP. My niggas got drones, no FPV. I'm too geeked up, no capital. I'm big geeked up with a capital G. Couldn't love his life, so he loving the ski. I'm in my zone, I ain't chasing no bitches. Too locked in, you gon' need your key. I'm flowing like this, cause lean producer. Been 2 years, but we still on the spree. Just swallow the red pill, I need a blue one. Cause in this life, you gotta be free. Who the fuck is rapping like this? Came in, started taking a piss. See the way that she started my I told her that I like it like this. Take that leap and don't be a bitch. 9 out of 10, I'm taking a risk. Actually, 10 out of 10, I'm taking that risk.
I got more money, I got more fans, I got more niggas that bite my hand. I got less pain, I got more fame, still got figures that I need to obtain. I got real clean, I got less stains. Remember the girl tried to put me in chains. This life chose me, but ain't shit changed. The fans glued in, I have to campaign. Wake up, don't follow your ass, but stay up. Game 7, I won with a layup. He's crazy, he came with a automatic payout. Mommy's worried, but this shit gon' pay off. Don't be upset, your songs don't take off. I got birdie, a nigga don't pick off. I look at my ass, these niggas I shake off. Put these rappers in blunts and then I go pick off. They say I'm the one even though you don't say so. No man is an island, Turks and Caicos. I want it all, pounds, dollars, euros, yen, even the pesos. Some days I've been feeling like K, other days I've been feeling like A-Bow. Fuck them niggas, I gossip on gang, me and my gang don't listen to A-Hole. Sit back and watch how a nigga gon' do it, so we can go through it. Fuck up the angles, like water, young nigga fluid. I need good pussy that knows all my angles. You niggas ain't walking the walk, I see them shoes, they make the same sound. These niggas just talking the talk, I think there's cocaine under their noses. But fuck it, a nigga on top, you gon' have haters, that's how that gang goes.
I need more goods. I need more grace. I need more grace. I need more. God give me grace. God give me grace. God give me grace. God give me. I need more grace. I need more grace. I need more grace. I need more. God give me grace. God give me grace. God give me grace. God give me.
Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. That was some brand new music from a band called Honesty, who I misspoke. Their album is called You Are Here. Just a wonderful new album that's really got people talking of late. Leeds-based kind of dark synthwave band who've just put out their debut album, You Are Here, just written in all caps, letter U, letter R, here. And they really are here. They're here on the scene. We just heard their song, Tormentor. And